Well, echoing across Mexico today, a bombshell of a revelation in the New York trial of drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. A witness who describes himself as Chapo's right-hand man claimed in court yesterday that the former president of Mexico, Enrique Peña Nieto, accepted a $100 million bribe from the drug lord. He's previously denied taking bribes, and his spokesman has called the claims false and defamatory. Joining us now by Skype from Mexico City is Carlos Puig, who's a host of a program on Milenio TV and columnist for Milenio Diario. Carlos, good to speak with you again.
How you doing? Good to speak to you.
And what's the reaction there today after this dramatic moment in the courtroom yesterday?
Well, I mean, yesterday on the web, on social media, that was big. Today, the papers are taking another look at it. I mean, first, Alex Cifuentes has a deal. That's why he's there. That's why he's a witness there. So let me put it this way. If this were true, God, El Chapo is not a very good businessman, because if he gave $100 million in February 2012, how is it that he had to live for 2 years running away? And then in 2014, he was captured. So what, $100 million for 2 years when Peña Nieto was president? And he had been out of jail for 12 years running away from the law. So
you don't think this allegation is true, is what you're saying?
I mean, what I'm saying is that that now that we're looking at it and putting names and dates, et cetera, it really doesn't make sense. I mean, no president of Mexico could have done that in 2012 or 2011, 2010, because El Chapo was the biggest figure in the drug wars. So that maybe in a Netflix series, maybe in a movie. it sounds nice, no? But even El Chapo, I mean, El Chapo had an interview with Sean Penn, and he didn't say it. El Chapo has been making a statement, some from jail. El Chapo is not a quiet man, has never said that. I understand that El Chapo is in the list is in the witness list in New York. The lawyer said, oh, wait, we put them there. We don't know if he's going to testify. Let's hear from them.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that this trial in the end is going to have a big impact on the drug cartels in Mexico and their power?
I don't think the trial. I think the fact that El Chapo is out of the picture has had already a big impact. I think the capturing El Chapo and deporting El Chapo, I mean, putting El Chapo in the U.S. where he cannot run the business. Because what happens in Mexico is that jails in Mexico are not that secure. You can bribe prison officials. And actually, we know that El Chapo, the times that he was in jail, he was still running the business from jail through his lawyers, through visitors, et cetera, et cetera. That changed when El Chapo got to the U.S. It has given a lot of power to another organization called Jalisco Nueva Generación. And Jalisco Nueva Generación is having a field day after El Chapo left, because the organization that El Chapo used to run is right now in trouble, disrupted. So what we're seeing right now is kind of a recomposition, a rebuilding of the drug trafficking structure in Mexico, which is causing a lot of violence, because that's the way they arrange things. So I think the impact was when El Chapo was put in a U.S. prison. And that was actually a decision made by a guy that now we're told got $100 million bribe from El Chapo. So it doesn't sound exactly right.
That is TV host and columnist Carlos Puig in Mexico City. Carlos, thanks as always.
Thank you. Thank you very much.